Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Closing things out here on Panthers Insider. We're here every Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m., driven by PGT Trucking, leader in flatbed trucking in this industry in Western Pennsylvania, CEO of the great Pat Gallagher, a great friend of the program and of the University of Pittsburgh. Taking your calls here, we've got about 10 minutes left of the show, 412-928-9370. Any questions you got going into training camp? Six areas the Panthers need to excel or reasons for success in 2023. I watched some of the coverage of ACC Media Days, and obviously they're ongoing. We'll see preseason tallies and votes come soon. I don't expect the Panthers to get a whole lot of love. You look at the top of the conference, Clemson and Florida State. Pat Narduzzi made the comment that if you're going to win the ACC championship, you need to go through Clemson. I certainly think that is fair, given their track record. Florida State, a lot of talent, certainly a lot of talent on that roster. Saw them take a turn last year for the better. Jordan Travis is back. A lot of weapons outside, picked up transfers from everywhere, high recruiting class, talented defensively with a great front four, all the makings of a really, really good football team. And then there's the rest. I think Pitt is in the upper tier of the rest, and I'll tell you why. I think the past two seasons are evidence that they continually overachieve. I'm not sure that anyone would have predicted the Panthers would win 11 games and the ACC championship in 2021 after the 2020 season. Certainly it ended on a high note in 2020. Kenny Pickett came back after the ankle injury and played outstanding. By the way, he's looked great in training camp from the video I've seen. Looks stronger, looks bigger, throwing the ball more confidently. Had a nice run yesterday, although it might have been a sack. I think we're going to see him take a major step forward, perhaps similar from 2020 to 2021 like he did at Pitt. And I think the Panthers lost a lot last year, including Kenny Pickett, and still managed to win 9 games and likely should have won more than that. So their track record's there. But when you look at the quarterback position and the strength and experience of that position, I don't think you can argue that Pitt is upgraded in that regard in terms of someone that fits their offense, like Phil Jurkovec. And Christian Veyer, I think, will be a very competitive and capable a presence throughout training camp. We'll see if he makes the progress necessary to get playing time. But I think you can truly count on Phil for elevating this team in the areas they need elevated. Extending plays, quarterback mobility, using his feet, the big play, getting the ball down the field. Those are the things that Phil does extremely well. We talked last week about Bub Means needing to be a key factor for them. The strength of this offensive line is there. I don't think you can bet against Pat Narduzzi and Randy Bates and Charlie Partridge defensively. But if they're going to push the top of this league, they're going to have many opportunities to do so. They're going to have many opportunities to do so. And certainly, early in the season, with North Carolina is going to be a perfect opportunity. Drake May is, without question, the premier quarterback in this league heading into the season. Will there be a sophomore slump? Will he be a Tyler Van Dyke? I don't know. Tyler Van Dyke's a really good player. Injury plagued 2022, did not play well. New offense, all those things. Another new offense this year with Mario Cristobal at the helm of this program. Where do the Hurricanes go? Carolina promises to be a factor. Brandon Armstrong to NC State. He's got all these proven commodities at quarterback throughout the league. Many of them moving within the league, at least a couple. Sam Hartman at Notre Dame. Wake's introducing a young quarterback. But if I think you look at the upper three, four teams in that rest category, I think Pitt is firmly positioned there. You know, what's Duke going to do to follow up a nine-win season in 2022? Riley Leonard is impressive. Another young quarterback similar to Drake May that can move and run and throw it and is incredibly talented. Love the job Mike Elko's done down there. Panthers will face them late in the season. So the Panthers, you know, the path to an ACC championship game will likely be, certainly beating Florida State at home will be critical. That'll if the Panthers take care of business, that'll be a play-in game for the ACC championship. If they take care of business, because you look at what's after that, it's certainly it's not the Wake ND Florida State run, but I've made this comment before, and as I think about this team this year, this is what I want to see during training camp. I think the floor of this team is pretty high. I think this program's floor has risen its level, its floor, continually over Pat Narduzzi's tenure. What's that floor look like? 7, 8, 9 wins in that realm. Obviously getting to a good bowl game. Having a chance, you know, divisionally, when there were divisions, to compete for a championship. I don't see that going away. Even with some of the pieces that were lost, Izzy Abanikanda, Kalijah Kancey, Servassier Dennis. But what is the ceiling for this 2023 Pitt team? What is the ceiling? I think that ceiling is going to be determined by two or three things. We talked about many of them a week ago. We've talked about them all offseason. Quarterback play being number one. Panthers don't go to the Peach Bowl and win 11 games in an ACC championship in 2021 without Kenny Pickett playing the way he did. That's pretty obvious. If you argue that, I'd like to argue that with you, that there's no argument against it. Which Phil Jakovic do we see this year? I think there's reason to believe he's got a heck of an opportunity wearing the blue and gold to have a resurgence. Who steps up on the perimeter? Panthers will be able to run the ball. Do I think they have the home run hitter that Izzy was? I'm not sure. I think that's a unique and special talent that Izzy had. But I think they'll run the ball effectively. They're going to be depending on the passing game to generate more big plays. Have to. That's how the game's played these days. Who steps up outside? And beyond Bub and Kanate Mumfield and Dejon Reynolds, it's a lot of young guys. What do they get from the tight end position? But how does this Panther team become explosive on offense? Because they were not explosive enough on offense outside of Israel Abanikanda a year ago until late in the season, Miami-UCLA games, when they saw guys step up. And Nick Patty brought something different to the table in UCLA. And then who grows up on defense? Who grows up? Reasonably confident they're going to get great corner play. That's going to make life easier for everyone else, the other nine guys on that defense. Who grows up on the defensive line? Who takes a leadership role in the linebacking core? Bengali Kamara, Solomon DeShields, this is your time. And then what happens at safety? Does the level of play go? We know how this conference is with slot receivers that are incredibly good. We know how Pitt plays. That's not going to change. They're going to need to rely upon those safeties to plug, play, and grow up fast. I'm looking for all of this in training camp. And as I observe, I obviously can't share everything I see, but I hope to bring good news as we move through training camp. Pat Narduzzi will speak to the press daily. He will be, I'm sure, excited about some of these developments as camp goes on. This is the most exciting time of the year. Anticipation builds. The summer's coming to a close. Football is around the corner, and we'll be bringing you coverage every single Saturday throughout the month of August. As I look outside this window, and I bring you this fan weather update brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, summer is here. It doesn't really look like summer out there, but come out. You should come check out Trailblazer Equinox and all the new redesigned 2024 tracks options online or in person at sunchevy.com. Sun Chevy bringing you today's weather forecast. Rain scattered throughout the morning, including possible thunderstorms, a high of 84 degrees today. Here's to things clearing up. Here's to a great weekend. And here's to football starting for the Pitt Panthers next week. We'll be back next Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m. right here on Panthers Insider. You've been listening to 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.